adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pamelo.
The Cisco Tip. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Mistaken Identity. For months, the bandits Ridge Tarl and Paul Breen had terrorized Wyler County in the Old West, robbing and murdering. In particular, these two desperados took delight in shooting down officers of the law from ambush, as witnessed the murders of three successive sheriffs of Wyler County. And so clever were Tarl and Breen at covering their tracks, so casual in mingling with the people of the town of Wyler, that no one suspected them of being the killers. Now, as our story opens, the outlaws are riding toward a sharp turn in the stage road up in the hills.
If the stage is on time, it ought to be right along, Paul.
Yeah. Deputy United States Marshal on board, huh?
According to word I got in Wiley. There's the grove. Pull up there. Whoa. I got these horses back on straight, Paul.
All right.
Get on that linen dustpan, you match.
Yeah, I'll be right with you, Ridge. Come on, horses.
Make it fast. The stage is coming down. If she slows for this turn, we'll get it.
Yeah, all right.
Get behind them big rocks over there, Paul. And remember, we don't call each other by name, and we don't do no more talking than we have to.
I'll remember.
I'll finish that deputy marshal off pronto. You ought to be the only passenger.
Here she comes, Ridge.
Yeah. Now, remember, when it stops, you grab them lead reins, Paul. All right, driver, let's hurry up.
Whoa. Throw down that box, driver, and I'll put you. Come on, throw it down.
Oh, two passengers, eh? A marshal and a young lady. You stay where you are, ma'am. As for you, Marshal.
No! Are you murderer?
Pleasant journey, ma'am. Wherever you're going.
All right, get them horses out of here. Now, come on, Paul. Bring the box and we'll ride up the trail. Get rid of these dusters and masks in a box. Hide the money and get back to town to listen to what's going on.
Pancho thirsty, Cisco. Loco thirsty, too.
We will stop at the water hole down below, Pancho. It's not far now.
Oh, Pancho, remember. Pancho, remember all this country here.
Si, it's a fine country, Chico.
Oh, very fine.
I'm sorry to hear about the two bandidos who are terrorizing this county.
Cisco will find those bandidos.
I'm not so sure.
I sure.
The sheriff will accept our help. We will do our best to help him.
Pancho not know this sheriff.
Neither do I, amigo. But I have heard reports that United States Deputy Marshal Anslow is on his way to help the new sheriff.
That's not good for us, Cisco. And Deputy Marshal not like us.
No, he does not like us.
Nah.
Simply because we were lucky enough to round up those cattle rustlers before he did. Ah, there's the water hole, Pancho.
Two hombres there, Cisco.
Hey, but there is room for all of us. Hold up,
hold up, hold up.
Drink your fill, Diablo.
Drink your fill, loco.
Hey, just a minute or two. When we're through here.
There is plenty of room at this pool, senor.
I said wait till we're through.
No, I do not think we will.
We'll see about
that. Do not interfere, don hombre. I warn you, unless you want to get hurt.
You go for the gun, Cisco. Fix you, hombre.
Cisco?
Uh-huh. Yeah, take it easy, Ridge.
Cisco Kid?
That is what I'm called, hombre.
Oh.
Come on, let's go.
All right. But next time, Cisco, keep out of my way. I might be in a bad mood. Get up there. Come on.
All of a sudden, he might want to fight you, Cisco.
That hombre has the face and the eyes of a weasel, Pancho.
A weasel, huh?
And a weasel is a killer.
Ooh.
But let us forget about those two. After we have watered Diablo and Loco and had a drink ourselves, we'll ride on toward the town.
Stage is mighty late, Sheriff.
Yeah, but it'll be getting in a minute, though, Malin. Humphreys, he's the driver. Brings him in on time.
Oh, here she comes, rounding the bend out there.
Aye, thunder. Humphreys is really teaming them horses in. Wonder if anything happened.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I sure will have reinforcements, Malin. With you being an express company detective and the deputy marshal coming in. Well, say, that's my niece, Jane. Well, Jane, honey.
Oh, Uncle Ben, it was awful. We got held up and it killer shot down the marshal.
Hey, Malin, go talk with Humphreys, will you? Get the story.
All right, Sheriff.
There, there now, Jane. I'm mighty glad to see you. Didn't know you was coming on here, though.
It's a surprise visit, Uncle Dan. But if I'd known this was going to happen...
Oh, all right, honey. You go on over to the house and your aunt will be mighty happy to see you. Looks like I got to go right to work here. Just one thing. Did you get a good look at this here bandit?
There were two of them, Uncle Dan. They both had on linen dusters and masks, so I couldn't tell.
Well, I'll go get some men and ride out to the scene of the holdup.
Then I'll go, too.
No, no call for you to go, Jane. You better go get some rest.
No, I don't need rest. I'm all right now. Just let me go change my clothes. I want to do anything I can to help bring those devils to justice.
You'll be in the town a while or soon, Chisco?
Si, very soon, Pancho. What is that?
What?
The branch of that bush is rising slowly of its own accord.
Right where, Chisco?
It looks as if someone had stepped on it and pressed it to the ground. Oh, devil. Anything like that is of interest to me, Chico.
Maybe a big bear stepped on the branch, Chisco.
Yeah, it's possible. Let's see. No, it's not a bear, Chico.
No, it's not a bear.
It's a print of a man's boot.
Who boot?
There are more of the prints ahead.
Yeah, there's a box ahead, too, Chico.
See, the green box of the express company.
Been a holdup, no?
I would think so, and recently, too. Let us have a look at this box.
Have a look.
See, very recently. Box is not weather-beaten or sun-bleached. What, Pancho?
What?
Her linen dusters and masks.
Oh, what do you know, Cisco? What do you know?
Apparently, we have stumbled upon a place where two banditos threw away some evidence. Look at these dusters.
Look, Cisco, ride is coming.
Yes, so I see. Whoa.
All right, Sir Humphrey, get your hands up.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
And keep them up.
Roughed up, Humphrey, this one, Cisco.
Senor Mallon, the express company detective, Pancho.
Well, Cisco Kid and Pancho caught with the goods.
You, the Cisco Kid?
Si, Sheriff.
Well, I never met up with you, Cisco, but all the things I've heard about you are good. You too, Pancho.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Yeah, but look, Sheriff, these hombres got the box and them dusters and masks.
We stumbled upon them by accident, Sheriff. I can explain that to you very easily.
Wait a minute. Jane, can you come over here a minute?
Sure thing, Uncle Dan. What is it?
Do these look like the dusters and masks them two killers was wearing?
Let me see. Yes, they do. This is the mask the man who shot the marshal had on. I remember it was cut irregularly at the top.
I guess that's all you need, Sheriff.
Now, wait a minute, Mallet. Can you tell if these two was the men?
No, I can't, Uncle Dan. I don't think the men were quite as big as these two, but I can't be sure.
Now, listen, Sheriff. We know this much, that Cisco and the marshal was on the outs, so Cisco would want to shoot him down.
That is not true, hombre.
No, not true.
Well, I'm filing claim to these two on suspicion of murder and robbery in Sage City. I'm filing prior claim to him in the name of the express company. Bring him into Weiler and we'll question him some more.
What'd you find out, Ridge?
Plenty. Who do you suppose Malin and the sheriff have got in the sheriff's office?
Who?
Cisco Kid and his sidekick.
No.
I just walked past the sheriff's office and took a look in the window. They got Cisco and the fat one, and they also got the box and the dusters and the masks.
Yeah, but they ain't got us, Ridge.
No, and they ain't going to get us. It looks to me like Cisco come across the place where we threw away that stuff.
Good. Let him swing.
Yeah, the only thing is...
What?
This is a great chance to gun down that sheriff, Paul. And maybe the Cisco Kid, too.
Gun him down. You're crazy, Ridge.
Oh, no, I ain't either. The more sheriffs we get, the more scared the people are going to get. They're plenty scared now. Let's make them even more scared, and pretty soon we won't have no opposition at all.
Listen, if you think I'm going to walk into that sheriff's office...
Who said anything about walking in there?
My idea is to get up on the bluff above the office. Let a couple of bullets go through the windows.
I don't know, Ridge. I'd say let well enough alone.
Well, you ain't got to say. Now, come on. Go get some rifles and get up there.
Now, look, Cisco, you might as well confess, because we got the goods on you.
Senor Mellon, I'm confessing to nothing I did not do.
We're not bandidos, senor. We find these things.
As for your statement that we were not on good terms with the United States Deputy Marshal, you are quite right. We were not. But that is not our fault. If you will talk with his superior, you will get the real reason.
I ain't talking with anybody. I don't need to.
Don't look to me that we got proof enough to hold Cisco in Poncho, Mellon.
I got all the proof I need, Sheriff. I'm asking you to lock him up in this jail till I can get the leg irons ready to put on him. Then I'll haul them over to Sage City to face them charges.
Let me make one thing clear right now, Senor Mellon. You are not going to put leg irons on us.
You better be careful how you talk, Cisco. We got your guns, remember?
I repeat, you are not going to put leg irons on us.
You'll just try leg irons and Poncho get you with his bare teeth.
Shut up, you. Get your keys out of the desk, Sheriff, and lock these two up.
Well, all right.
And if one of them so much as makes a wrong move, he'll get this gun butt on the skull.
I'll get the keys, Mellon.
Good jumping Jupiter.
Back away from the window, Sheriff. Quickly.
High thunder.
Get back.
I sure will. Now, what do you think, Senor Mellon? You think Cisco and Poncho fired those shots?
No, but part of your gang did.
What?
I think you're wrong, Mellon. After all, Cisco yelled for me to get back from that window.
I still say these two got a gang back up in them hills.
But you know anything at all about us, hombre? You know that Poncho and I always ride alone.
Here, Cisco and Poncho alone.
Come on, get going. Out into the cell
block. No, Senor Mellon. We are willing to submit to questioning. But not by anyone as pig-headed as yourself.
Oh, now, hold on, Cisco. I kind of figure Mallon's mistaken myself. But if he's set on holding you, I'm duty-bound to help him.
Sheriff, you are all right. You must uphold the law. But nevertheless, Poncho and I are not going to stay in this office to be shot down from outside.
We go, Cisco.
Hey, no, you don't, Cisco. Maybe you're quite a fighter, but I ain't so bad myself.
Get the sheriff, Cisco.
At least you are honest about it, Sheriff. Watch that Mallon over there, Poncho.
Poncho, watch, Cisco.
That show won't do you no good. See how you like this gun, butt. Keep Cisco busy, Sheriff.
Yeah. Till I get a good crack at him like this.
Oh. There, by thunder. That'll hold him. Now, come on, Sheriff. Give me a hand. These two hombres are going to swing for murder.
Once again, Cisco and Poncho are in serious trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Mistaken Identity. As Cisco and Poncho were riding down the trail toward the town of Wyler, they came across some evidence in the form of linen dusters, masks, and the Express Company money box thrown away by the two desperados who had held up the stage, killed the United States Deputy Marshal, and made off with the booty. Just then, the sheriff and an Express Company detective, one Mallon, rode up and arrested our friends on suspicion. A fight followed in the sheriff's office, during which Mallon gun-whipped both Cisco and Poncho. Now, in a cell of the jail...
Oh, the top of my head is coming off.
Top of Poncho's head already, old Cisco. And that Mallon hombre hit hard, no?
But at least he has not put those leg irons on us yet.
Why he think we guilty, Cisco?
Because he has a job to hold as Express Company detective. He take it if he does not arrest someone, he will lose that job. What with all the holdups that have been taking place lately?
The sheriff not think we guilty, Cisco.
No, the sheriff does not. He would be on our side if he could.
Don't you think Mallon know we not guilty? Those hombres firing through the window.
He's made up his mind to hold us, amigo. We will get away. Do not worry, Poncho. Hmm? The third board from the wall on the floor. It looks loose.
Mm-hmm. Poncho, go see, Cisco.
It's loose, Cisco.
Bueno. See if I can pull up that board.
You dig our way out, Cisco?
No, we'll not do that, amigo. Mm-hmm. I just want to get a couple of hands full of the dusty earth. There. I'll put the board back down, Poncho.
See, Cisco.
What did Dusty urge for?
You will see when they come into this cell. Meanwhile, we must do something about those bandidos, Pancho.
Pancho, not think much of the bandidos.
Neither do I, Pancho. But that is not what I meant. No one in this town knows who they are, according to the sheriff.
These ghosts?
No, they are not ghosts.
Not ghosts?
For some reason, they have a feud against sheriffs. They have already killed several sheriffs in this town. As you just saw, Pancho, they tried to kill this one.
You almost killed this one, Cisco.
See, and I have no doubt that the bandidos who fired those shots are the ones who held up the stage and killed the deputy marshal.
Mm-hmm.
So our first job when we get out of here, Pancho, will be to track down those bandidos.
We're not out yet, Cisco.
No, but I think it will not be long before...
Here
they come, Sheriff and Mellon. Now, here, take this handful of dirt.
Pancho, not what a handful of dirt, Cisco.
What did I say?
You see me throw this dirt in the face and eyes of that Mellon hombre, throw your handful in the sheriff's face.
See, Cisco.
They come too. Open the shell door, Sheriff.
All right, Mallon.
Careful now, Cisco. I got a gun here and I'm ready to use it. All right, Sheriff. Let's get these leg irons on them.
Now, punch them in their faces.
Cisco! Oh, hey! What's the idea?
Again, I'm sorry, Sheriff, but this must be. Take that gun from your mallet. Why don't you get the sheriff's gun?
Why don't you get him, Cisco?
Now, we'll close the cell door and lock it. Bueno.
Come back here, you fat rat!
Adios, Mallon. Come, Pancho. Now, get our guns from the sheriff's office, Pancho, and then we will do what we can about those bandidos.
Oh, boy, hold steady.
Now what, Ridge?
Get the rifles, Paul. Plenty of ammunition. We got a job to do.
Come on inside the cabin. We'll load up.
What's the job?
I just heard a story. The sheriff and Marilyn are going to take Cisco and the fat one over to Sage City in irons.
Well?
We're going to dry gulch him, Paul. And the best place to do that is out by Devil's Rock.
Do you hear whether we got anybody with that shooting we did through the sheriff's window?
No. I guess they kept that to themselves. Anyway, that's over and done with now. Hand me my rifle, Paul.
Yeah. Here it is. Still going to get that sheriff, are you?
This time we ain't only going to get him, we're going to get them all.
All of them?
That's what I said.
But how many's going, and what if there's a posse?
If there's a posse, we'll ease off. But I don't think there will be. I think it'll just be the four of them. This time we're going to get the sheriff and Mallon and the Cisco kid. Hombres like that are dangerous to us, Paul. All of them are dangerous.
We ride the same city trail, Cisco.
See, that is right. We do, Pancho.
Why we do this, Cisco?
Because I believe those two killers are in close touch with what goes on around the town of Wyler.
Why do you think this?
Pancho, do you remember those two hombres we met at the water hall?
Pancho, remember, Cisco. Hombres think they're tough, but they're not so tough.
That spot was in the neighborhood of where the stage was held up.
Si.
Also, I saw one of those two hombres again. He was in the crowd that followed behind us right to the sheriff's office.
Pancho, not know this.
And Mallon hombre was talking loudly all that time, putting leg irons on us and taking us to Sage City.
And the hombre here, Mallon, Cisco, huh?
He could not have helped it. I believe those two are the bandidos, Pancho. And now I'm just going to play a hunch that the two of them will try to drag us the sheriff. And perhaps us, out on the Sage City trail. Out beyond here.
Pancho, think that a good hunt, Cisco?
It may be that I am wrong. If so, we'll ride back to the town later under cover of darkness.
See?
But for now, let us see if I am right. Up the other cat.
Hold over, burn out, burn out, burn!
Here's Devil's Rock, Paul. Oh, Devil's Rock.
Oh.
This'll be just the place.
Yeah, plenty of cover here, all right.
Yeah. We can watch the back trail for most half a mile before it curves out of sight. Let's step right down here, Paul. Put our backs against this rock. Might as well do our killing in comfort, huh?
Yeah, might as well.
Now, just to be sure my sights are lined up good. See that stub of a branch on that scrub pine about 100 yards over there?
Yeah, but don't shoot at it.
Why not?
Somebody might hear the shot.
They ain't even started out yet. Watch that stub now. Not bad shooting, huh, Paul?
Hey, you sure clipped that off.
And that's the way I'm going to clip them hombres when they get in range. Four of them.
Did you hear that, Pancho? Oh, the other hole.
Oh, Lobo. I didn't hear nothing, Cisco.
Someone fired a shot up ahead of us.
Now, what could that mean?
Somebody hunt the deer, she spoke.
Perhaps. We can take no chances, amigo. Up ahead is Devil's Rock.
It's around the bend of the trail, Chico.
See, that would be the perfect place for an ambush, Chico.
What we do, ride back?
No, we'll not ride back.
No?
There's another trail that goes around Devil's Rock, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
We'll take that trail and come out behind the rock.
Behind the rock.
Then we'll investigate on foot. Maybe that we will find the hombres we are looking for. Up, Devil, come on.
Good, we'll find the hombres. Good. You not know why we walk, Cisco, when we got the horses.
I have told you why we are walking, Pancho. Because if anyone is lying in wait up above at Devil's Rock, they will hear our horses.
Yes, you hear the horses.
Now be as quiet as you can because we are getting closer.
This may be the chase of the wild goose, Cisco.
See, it may be that. Wait, Pancho. Wait,
Pancho. Wait, what, Cisco? What?
There are horses up above, Chico.
Who?
I just saw one of them lift his head. Be careful now.
See?
Make no noise.
No noise.
Follow me.
Seems as if they ought to be coming along soon if they're coming at all, Ridge.
He's the only...
Tell you what, Paul. We'll wait another half hour, and then if they don't show up, we'll ride back. Then we can get the sheriff tonight.
And Cisco and the other two, huh?
Yeah.
Those are the ones we want, Pancho. Come on, be quiet.
Be quiet. The horse here, Cisco. Mother mia.
What front is that horse winging at? I better go see.
I'll go with you. Kind of cramped sitting here.
Get ready, Pancho.
Stand where you are, Aubrey. Come on, Paul, let's get him.
You wait till fight, you can get your wish.
Aubrey, I'll be getting you, Aubrey. I hit Pancho in the head with you. Pancho put you in the stomach. How'd you like this, huh?
I've seen you before, Aubrey. I think this is the last time we care to see you at all. So I'll make this as quick as possible.
Go to sleep, Aubrey. Go to sleep.
Wait up, Pancho. So you got your man, too.
Pancho get a hard head, Cisco. This hombre find it out, no?
Now, let us take their guns, tie them up, and get them back to the town of Huayra. Perhaps this time that Malin hombre will believe us.
But Uncle Dan never thought for a minute you were guilty, Cisco.
I realize it is not, Senorita. And I'm sorry we had to handle your uncle, the sheriff, so roughly.
Oh, well, he understood. And you finally managed to make that detective understand, didn't you?
See, we did. It took quite a bit of talking, but he finally agreed that those two were the killers and not Pancho and me.
I don't see how anybody could think you were a killer, Cisco.
Gracias, Senorita.
But I mean it. I don't. You and Pancho planning to ride back this way soon?
We very seldom make plans, Senorita, but tell me, how long a visit do you plan to make?
Oh, well, a month, maybe.
Then it is quite possible that Pancho and I will be riding back this way within the month.
Is that a promise?
Partly.
But you may not.
We may not.
Well, and just in case you don't, Cisco.
See? Just in case we do not.
I'm going to give you a little idea of how much I think of you.
See?
Like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Wilder County not got no more troubles with the bandidos. Well,
not have any more trouble with those bandidos, Pancho.
And they go to the prison, no?
They went to prison for life, amigo.
Oh, that's a long time, Cisco.
A very long time.
Like Pancho's Uncle Jose think it's a long time between jobs, Cisco.
Your Uncle Jose thinks that, Pancho?
Yes. Not much work now where Pancho's Uncle Jose lives.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, amigo. But then I suspect your Uncle Jose does not look for work very hard.
Uncle Jose rather take the siesta in the sun.
Si, but he cannot take a siesta in the sun all day long, Pancho.
He not take the siesta all the day long, Cisco.
Well, then, does he look for work the rest of the day?
No, he not look for the work, Cisco. But he try to find a way to make money.
Well, that is better than nothing. What does your Uncle Jose do?
Cisco,
See that little dog over there? She go round and round.
See, I see the little dog going around and around.
That's what Pancho's Uncle Jose do, Cisco.
Your Uncle Jose goes round and around in a little circle like that?
Just like that little dog, Cisco.
But why does your Uncle Jose go round in circles?
He tried to make both ends meet.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. For another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.